Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined as always by my good buddy Dan. Hey Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. We also have a very special stool. We got a lady joining us tonight at the pub. We got Melissa Mullet from David's Vacation Club Rentals joining us. How you doing tonight, Melissa?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing very well. We're not called gentlemen too often, so we're feeling good. We're sitting up straight now at our bar stools.
There you go.
He's throwing us off our game here. Nobody's that nice to us.
Yeah. Ladies call us a lot of things, but gentlemen isn't usually one, right, Dan?
Right.
So how you been doing, Melissa?
Good. We've been doing really well. We've been busy. I think with all of the new stuff coming to Disney, the reservation process has really picked up.
I'm looking forward to using you guys again this year. I just don't know what the dates are yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I think the Animal Kingdom Lodge has my name written all over it this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we can definitely help you out anytime you're ready.
I'm looking forward to it. And I hear Dad's down enjoying the world now.
Yes, he is. He is down at Disney. I think he arrived yesterday. So they were walking around going to the Magic Kingdom today, as far as I know, but I haven't heard from them, so they must be having a good time.
Which wonderful resort did he pick this time?
You know what? I think he's at Bay Lake Towers this time, but I'm not 100% sure. We have some of our staff members are down there for their first tour, and they are staying at Animal Kingdom.
Dan, we got to get a job over at this joint. We can get to be staff members to get trips down there to roam around the resorts.
Yeah.
It must be hard, though. I mean, you are there to work, but yet you get to, you know, take in all the awesome Disney stuff. So if you have to work, it's not a bad job, I must say.
Yeah, it's a pretty good gig. We call it a workcation.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We had kind of one of them in October, didn't we, Dan?
Yeah, we did. We were a bunch of us were down there, Doug and myself and some of our friends. We met up, but we're trying to get stuff done for the show and get some fun time in. But it is a challenge, you know, and I don't think anybody's given us any pity over it. But, you know, if you got to go to Disney World in life, it's not that bad.
Right.
Well, with all the new stuff going on down there, Melissa, I'm sure you feel the same way, even though you guys rent the properties, you still have to know about everything going on to give your clients the best vacation they can possibly have. Because you guys are basically travel agents in your own little way. Because you got to be out of, if they want to pick Saratoga Springs, you got to tell them it's next to Disney Springs or Bay Lake Towers by the Magic Kingdom. You guys got to know what you're doing. So that's why you have your affiliates down there so they get your members down there so they can.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, give them the best help they can when they're booking their next vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. We are trying to stay on top of all of the new stuff that's happening down there. And we do have trip reports posted as well. So you can watch a live trip report if you want to from one of our staff members, Ashley. She'll be writing every day about all the new things that she's seeing from her experience.
And that's how me and Dennis feel like we're running around like crazy when we do get down there a couple times a year, because there's so much new stuff going up that you feel obligated to see everything.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't see anything. Yeah, I haven't been there since December, and so much has already happened between December to today even.
It's nonstop. I mean, every time we turn on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying, or get online, or every time you turn around, there's something new going on that goes on the list. We don't call it the bucket list here on WDW Main Street. We call it the living list.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. So
yeah, a little more positive spin on things.
Yeah, that's great.
So every time we turn around, me and Dan's adding something new to our living list down there.
What's the newest addition to your list?
Mine is the paddlefish to eat there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, eating is that's an attraction all in itself at Disney. But mine's Pandora. I mean, it's right around the corner, and we've been anxiously waiting for it seems like a couple of years now, and it's gonna happen here in a couple of weeks.
I know, it's very exciting. Very exciting time for Animal Kingdom.
And Dan, you're right. I'm excited about that just as much. But I was just thinking about what's open right now. You understand what I'm saying? What are you more looking forward to, the Banshee ride or the River ride? Because that's what we call it here on the show.
Okay, so I love river rides or boat rides. So I'm really excited to see what they've done to the interior of a building and to see all of the fine details of the all the special effects. So I'm definitely looking forward to the river ride.
Yeah. Me and Den's on the fence. I think our old age is telling us river ride, but trying to keep our youth is telling us the Banshee. Am I right, Den?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Banshee ride might be a one and done for me. You know, years ago I used to be able to go on all the, you know, simulator type rides, and they didn't bother me. Now, occasionally I'll get a little, a little stomach turn or, you know, something like that. So I'm going to do Banshee, but I can't say that I'm going to do it repeatedly, but the river ride seems more for me right now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we love all the boat rides too, pirates. Even it's a small world, if I take it in small doses. Do you like the new Frozen ride?
I do. I love it. I mean, I am a diehard Maelstrom fan from before, so that was really sad to see that go. But I do really enjoy the Frozen ride, much more than I had anticipated liking it.
Okay. Well, at least you gave it a fair chance. We have some people on this show that wouldn't even give it a fair chance when it came out.
I can't get on it. You can't get a fast pass for it. It's almost impossible. I mean, it's tremendously popular, right? And standby is well over an hour, at least everything I've seen. So unless you're booking those fast passes, you may not get to see it unless you're willing to wait in line.
Yeah, we had to do a rope drop for that ride once.
Yeah, both of me and Dennis we couldn't get on it. We got blanked last trip. I mean, see how gun shy he is? He thought I was talking about him. I was actually talking about Bob, our other partner Bob, who runs our website. It's all in WDW. And he loved Maelstrom so much. We get it because it was one of his family rides, like him and his son, one of his dirt. Yeah. It was him and his son's favorite ride. So it has a special place in his heart. So he couldn't even give Frozen a chance. He's been on it, but he didn't even have to go on it to know he didn't like it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to give up the things you love for some new stuff, but I like Frozen. I like Olaf, and I find the animatronics so amazing, but I do miss the trolls.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Melissa. So we'll get a little bit in the Maelstrom, just a little bit, but how do you feel about the attraction as to where it is? Like, I love Frozen, too. I mean, it's one of my favorite movies, and Doug and I and all the guys on the show have gone back and forth on this. But, I don't want to persuade you one way or sway you one way or the other, but do you think they could have put it somewhere else? Do you think, you know, ultimately in World Showcase was the best choice to put a Frozen attraction?
That's a really hard question to answer because I have two perspectives on it. One is I think they're trying to Disney-fy things a little bit more. I've often found myself thinking, you know, I don't see the characters that often anymore, and I don't see a lot of character-oriented rides when they're newer. So it's nice to see that, and it gets the kids engaged because I know that a lot of the World Showcase can be boring to the youth. So, you know, it's something that's there for them. It's a little bit kiddie, and it doesn't really fit in with the idea of what World Showcase represents. So, you know, I can see it both ways. It not being a great place. It could have been out, you know, in one of the other areas of Epcot, the front portion maybe. But I understand why they've done it.
Yeah. We spent many nights closing this pub fighting about that exact argument that you made both sides of. I'm on the side of, as long as they keep it tasteful, I think there should be more interaction for the kids in World Showcase.
Yeah.
Where Dennis wants to keep it, and I don't, neither one of us are right or wrong. Dennis likes to keep it more adult oriented back there, and he don't think any of the characters should be, not any of the rides should be characters. He loves Frozen, but he thinks it should be in another place.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I would argue, or I would contend that it, you know, one of the other parks, the studios, or even the Magic Kingdom, or probably not Epcot. And now my only point was, and again, I get it. It's Disney World. There's kids everywhere. There should be kids everywhere. But I said, you know, the kids have 3.5 other parks, and my little world, no, not little world, my World Showcase can kind of stay adult oriented, you know. That's but true. I get it, there's kids, but that was my only point. But like Doug said, there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, I just always thought that it would be, and I don't want them going over the top either, Melissa. I don't want World Showcase ruined. But if there's some odds and ends that keep the youngins interested, why mom and dad can pig out at Food and Wine, I'm okay with that for it. Like, I understand, but I do believe it could have been, I would have rather, Dennis will be shocked, but I would have rather have been at the front of the park too, but I wasn't as mad at it. But with all the stuff that's needed at the front of Epcot, like, Epcot's getting really long in the tooth in Future World because half the buildings are empty.
Yeah, absolutely. They could have done something more to fill those buildings. Absolutely. But, you know, in the Mexican pavilion, you have the three caballeros. I can never say it.
Right. You got it.
So that's child. Well. That's kiddish, too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where they're headed a little bit. They're trying. I just hope they keep it tasteful and I'll be okay with it. If that goes crazy and it becomes Fantasyland and World Showcase, Doug will be jumping on Dennis' side of the tavern.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like in Mexico, that's fine, integrating characters like that. I think what the problem with Maelstrom was is for some people, they took away what I would call a Disney, you know, what do we call them, Doug? The
classics.
You know, I mean, it wasn't on par with, you know, It's a Small World or anything like that. It was kind of a quirky ride, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But they took something away that I and my family enjoyed, you know, year after year, and put in something new and contemporary. And again, I get it. But I think in Mexico, where the analogy doesn't work, is, you know, that they added those cartoons as an overlay to an existing attraction. So they didn't take anything away. So that's my only point there.
I see that.
Don't beat up on the guests too much, Dennis.
No, it's fine.
I'm kidding.
I enjoy the different perspectives. I don't know. I mean, Maelstrom was one of my favorites. I went on it with my mom every time. So I do have a really warm spot in my heart for it.
My favorite part of Maelstrom was, and I told this story a million times on the show, but my best one was scaring my sister-in-law because she hates any drops, any fast roller coasters or anything. And everybody else had her believing that, told her the truth, that there was nothing on that ride to drop. And when she, after we went on, as we were going on it together, once we got in the boat, I said, I'm so glad everybody lied to you about this log flume. You wait till you climb the top and the drop that we hit on the other side. Her nails were digging into my brother, and I loved it because she's tearing his arm up, and I'm cracking up. And when we hit the top of that hill, and it only felt like she screamed at the top of her lungs. Everybody else in the flume was embarrassed, but I was giggling. And when it just dropped a little bit, it made my day, and it's one of my favorite things ever. But I had more fun scaring people on that ride, making them think it was like Splash Mountain.
Totally.
I love that part.
Well, remember when the doors used to open up at the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So I take my staff on and say, okay, that's it. We're going backwards now. Like, we're going over. And they'd be panicked and sweating. And what are you talking about? So that was fun.
It is. And they're the fun things that you remember. It's fun picking on people when it's harmless.
Yeah, like right?
So with all the DVC going on, and are you excited about the new Wilderness Lodge villas?
Yeah, absolutely. So Copper Creek Villas and Cabins is soon to be released. So if you are a member already that owns those points, you can start booking to, you know, you could have started booking last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago. And then anybody that owns at any DVC resort can start booking as of April 26th. So it's coming.
Now, I wonder how much are, and then you can go, I'm sorry, Dan, if I cut you off, but are those cabins on the water anywhere near the price of what the poly
no.
Bungalows are?
No, they are actually a little bit less.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to do donations to be able to stay at the bungalows. I mean, the price for them, the price points for them were crazy.
Yeah, the bungalows require your firstborn child. This one just, you know, maybe your dog.
Yeah, a couple of relatives.
Yeah.
Have you guys actually booked any of the bungalows yet?
We have booked them for our guests, few and far between. There aren't that many bungalows, so they're hard to book. But we have booked a few.
How do you like them? Have you been in them, Melissa?
I've been in just to the preview center. DVC used to take you into a bungalow if you were there at the poly at 2:00 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I've been in it, and they are quite exquisite on the inside.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. Us common folk are not allowed anywhere near them. I mean, they as soon as I walk within a couple hundred feet of there, I'm escorted off the property. I'm not allowed near the bungalows.
Come on.
The ones that I always fell in love with, the tree houses. Have you ever stayed in them?
I have stayed in a treehouse villa, yes. It was gorgeous. It was fun.
Yeah, that's one of my dreams. It's on my living list, too, to stay in one of them. Because I tell the story that me and Brenda, the first time, because our favorite resort, Melissa, is Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, that's yes. Like, okay.
That's like my home away from home. I love the Sascoula River, the boat ride up and down there. And I remember seeing all back in the day before they redid them, when the college students used to stay there all the time. Mm. And when they finally redid them, every time we'd ride by, I'd say to Brenda, one of these days, we're going to get the whole family in there.
Yeah.
And I that would still be my choice. I'd rather stay in one of them than over to bungalows. Like, that's my style, just to relax back there in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really peaceful back in there. We spent a lot of time on the deck that they have out there. So our family would get together and have coffee in the morning. And it's just a really family-oriented place to stay, the treehouse villas. And it's fun for the kids.
So how many units are there? I mean, how big is this new Copper Creek going to be added on to what Wilderness Lodge already had for DVC?
It's going to be a fair size. I believe it's about 180 rooms. Don't quote me on that, but it's around there. So it is going to be a fair size. It's basically they've taken the existing lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and dedicated one wing to Copper Creek.
Okay, yeah, well, I wasn't sure how they went about that, because I seen the pictures of the new cabins. I know you have too, Dan, but weren't you curious where the new rooms were going? Because I haven't seen much of that.
Yeah, it was kind of vague to me as well, so that explains it. So one wing, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, the wing that was basically across from the DVC wing. So if you were to look out towards the lake, it was right on your left-hand side, I believe. So that wing, they converted those from just regular hotel to the villas.
Okay.
So kind of what they did at Jumbo House over at Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Melissa, maybe for our listeners, we got a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been on. Maybe you could explain a little bit about what the advantages are to, you know, renting through David's vacation club as opposed to just picking up the phone and calling Disney. A little bit about, you know, the advantages and, you know, why that you can save folks tons of money doing so.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So right there in itself is the full advantage of renting a Disney Vacation Club villa through our service. It saves you so much money. So we typically come in at about 35 to 45% cheaper than going directly through Disney. I would say that you can even compare a moderate resort pricing to renting points through our service, and you'd be, you know, potentially even saving money or on par. So it's a great way to experience the deluxe villa lifestyle for a really reasonable rate.
I will say this to give you a little a little more pub. I'm looking for one of my weeks that I was looking for was in October. Now I get travel agent rates. And
okay.
My travel agent rate for Riverside is almost 50% off with the travel agent rate. I get 2 weeks a year. And a week at the Animal Kingdom through you guys was cheaper than the rate I was getting through for Riverside with my travel agent price.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was like it was crazy, but it was like $100 cheaper to stay at the Animal Kingdom than it would be to stay at Riverside.
Wow.
And the only reason I'm on the fence is because how much I love Riverside. That would be the only, because we've stayed there like 20 some time. That's our home away from home. I'm surprised I don't have a P.O. box in there somewhere.
Have you ever stayed at Animal Kingdom?
Oh, yeah, a few times. I love it. It's gorgeous. That's
beautiful.
And
it's
I'm 90%
beautiful.
Sure I'm staying with you guys. So
90? How can we get you to 100?
Yeah.
My wife loves Animal Kingdom, but every time we've stayed at almost all the resorts, but every time she leans back towards Riverside, she just feels so comfortable there.
I was gonna ask, have you ever thought about maybe just doing two nights at Animal Kingdom and then going over to Riverside?
Yeah, we've done split stays, and it's a lot of fun. I've done that a few times, and I always say, go up, don't go down.
Yeah.
You do the split stay, and you stay somewhere nice, and then stay a pop the rest of the week. It don't work that way. Stay a pop first, and then go up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. And, when you use our service, you still have access to all of the same amenities as if you were to book directly through Disney. So you still have your My Disney Experience program, FastPass Plus, Magic Bands, your advanced dining reservations 180 days out. So there's still all those advantages when booking through David's Vacation Club rentals that you would get if you booked through Disney as well.
Plus, when you show up, they say welcome home.
Yeah, what's nicer than that?
Now, do you have the same booking windows as you do if you're a Vacation Club member, like the 11 months and all that stuff? Okay.
Yeah, so we mimic the Disney Vacation Club, all of their rules and procedures. So we still, there's the 11-month booking window, the 7-month booking window, all of that good stuff. So we're always protecting our members, making sure that we're fitting within the guidelines and within the rules and regulations.
And I give you credit too. I like the way like you guys have your post on the front, like you're telling everybody Disney's Old Key West will be under construction. If you guys head over to David's Vacation Club Rentals website, you can also read a lot of news that you might not be getting from, when you're calling Disney themselves to book, because they don't fill you in on if they're not an agent. Like that's what we talk about on the show all the time. Like with me being a travel agent, Melissa, when people book through me. I mean, I'll tell them this resort's under construction, stuff like that. When you call Disney themselves and book a trip, most of the time their agents are not going to fill you in that the pools are down or this is down, which I like the idea that on your site you actually give people the latest updates on what's going on around all these resorts too, so they have an idea before they do book.
Yeah, absolutely. So we stay in touch with everything that's going on because, people are saving a lifetime to go to Disney and you want to give them the best experience you possibly can. And part of that is your knowledge of Disney, of the transportation, of the construction, all of that. And again, that's why our employees go to Disney, is to experience that firsthand so that when someone calls us, they could say, you know what? I was there. I've stayed there. And you get some genuine opinion and genuine care and knowledge.
So how much is the popularity moved up on Saratoga Springs?
It is growing, definitely. It's shifting away from Old Key West a little bit, and more focus is going towards Saratoga Springs with Disney Springs opening up and having expanded so much over the year. It's definitely drawing more of a crowd, which is great.
I've said to Dennis that, and the guys on the show, that's basically like, It should be basically, not how the Boardwalk List, Flying Fish, ESPN Club, Big River Brewing Company. Basically, Disney Saratoga Springs now should list every restaurant in Disney Springs.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
But it's basically, they're restaurants now. I mean, it's part of that resort now. Wouldn't you agree, Dan?
Yeah, particularly if you're in Congress Park. I mean, they built those new walkways that go over the water. So you can, a quick 2-3 minute walk, you're right in the, what is the old marketplace, but Disney Springs now. So, yeah, I think it would be certainly right to, call them, neighbor restaurants or something like that. I mean, it's so close. I mean, Saratoga Springs is a huge resort, as we know. And if you're in some of the other areas, not so close to Disney Springs, but with the internal bus system, you can still, get yourself down to Congress Park and then quickly walk right over.
But I think that's where Disney's – the point I was trying to make is that's where I think Disney right now is dropping the ball, because when you look at, say, Burn Moms, or you go on the Disney site or whatever, when they show Saratoga Springs, they don't really show a major restaurant in there. You got what's the one in the where the pool table is then? What's the name of
that? The
Paddock?
Club.
Yeah, the Turf Club.
The Turf Club.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically that's all they're showing. I mean, and I think it sells the resort short. I think they should mention more that you got the whole Springs area within a walk, a hop, skip, and a jump. And I think that would also sell that resort a lot more, don't you guys?
Yeah, but it's a great kept secret at the same time.
Yeah, for us it is, but not for people that aren't booking every day, that, are looking to go down, that don't go all the time. They're looking at that resort, and they're not being told that all this excitement is 5 seconds away.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's got the best selection of pools as well. And I think that Disney falls short when they advertise, because they have a great selection of pools that you can pool hop around. And that property, it might look massive, but they have such a good walkway system that it does not take very long to walk from one end to the next.
No, I love the resort. And I know you listen sometimes, but when you listen to me talk, that's the thing I love about Riverside. When I get my room, Melissa, I tell them to give me the furthest room from the main building, because I like to walk in the morning. I like to enjoy the entire resort.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love Saratoga Springs. I try to get back there as much as I can, because it's just so convenient now, especially with Disney Springs being there. I mean, if you want to have an adult night, that's exactly where you want to go.
Now, are you looking forward to the paddlefish?
I am. I've heard some really good reviews. I'm not a huge fish fan, but I think if it's cooked well and you go to the right place, it's very delicious. So I think I will definitely have to put that on my list of things to do.
And Melissa, we did quite an extensive show on paddlefish, and Bob did some write-ups on our site and stuff, and don't be fooled by that. They have their menu is quite expansive, and they have steak and lots of other offerings. So even if you didn't want to go the seafood way, you could still get something that I'm sure you would enjoy.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'll definitely have to go.
Now, what other restaurants have you eaten at any at the Springs lately?
Yeah, I have. So there's Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Okay, how'd you like that?
I loved it.
Comfort food, that is.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. I could not believe it. I had heard some hot and cold reviews about it. So when we went, I had the fried chicken sandwich, and I couldn't stop eating it. I finished the entire thing. It was ridiculous.
I feel bad. We had a reservation for Art Smith's, and we canceled it for Paradiso 37, and that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Have you eaten a Paradiso at all?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I'd choose other places if I were you, okay, for us, but that's just me.
Yeah, have you been at Boathouse? Have you gone to Boathouse before?
Oh, yes.
That's so good.
The crab stuffed lobster I've had, and Boathouse I've been to a couple of times, and we love it.
Dennis's complaint about Paradiso was, and I agree with him on this, he said the food was okay. He didn't complain a lot about the food, but the problem he had was the music was so loud, and it was deafening. Like, you couldn't even enjoy your company in the place. And I don't find that – I don't enjoy that either. The reason you're going out to dinner is to talk to who you're with.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to have to scream across the table. So if the music's too loud, I'm not interested either.
Now, have you tried STK or Marimoto's?
I've been to Marimoto, and it was, again, fantastic. And he was actually there the day that we went.
Oh, you're cool. Special, David. Yeah. You guys are known down there.
Yeah,
he ran out of the building when I came in.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience, and it's a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Just all of the detailing is, if you take a look around and you go upstairs to the patio, it's gorgeous.
Oh, and that big chandelier in the middle is
Oh, yeah, that chandelier, impressive. My goodness.
We ate there the last trip down, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed, we got the spicy tuna for the sushi, which was awesome. And then we had the chicken wings were phenomenal. I don't know if you've tried them yet. They were very, very good. They had their own Asian glaze to them. They were really good. And then our entrees were really good, too. I got a blackened I forget what it was. It was a fish. I can't even think right now. But everything there, we all walked away where we could barely walk away because we were stuffed to the gills. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's good there. I would go back there in a heartbeat.
So, do you like the Springs much better now? I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh, I do. It's such an improvement. It's so great. And I know that it doesn't have a true Disney feel, but sometimes it's nice to step outside of that a little bit. The shops are phenomenal. So, you know, if you only get to go to Disney, you know, once every 5 or 6 years, I mean, the shopping is really great. You don't have to leave the property.
Yeah. Me and Den keep saying we can do food and wine without food and wine anymore at the Springs. Yeah. Around there.
You mentioned all of the great restaurants, and in addition to the great restaurants, there's a lot of little stop and goes and little places to get sandwiches and snacks and you know small plates as opposed to full-on entrees at some of the featured dining locations down there. So you could snack your way and shop and have a good time down there.
Absolutely. It's really beautiful there.
So you're looking forward to seeing River of Lights and Tree of Life Awakening. Have you seen either? You haven't seen either one of them yet, right?
I haven't seen either one, but I do have reservations booked. I think we're eating, where are we eating? Tusker House first, and then we're going to go over to Rivers of Light.
Okay. Well, you did good. Because we've been hearing hot and cold things about Tiffin's.
Yeah. I couldn't make that commitment.
I don't blame you.
I just couldn't do it.
You can never go wrong with Tusker House or Yak and Yeti, in my opinion. So
yeah. So I'm really excited to see the show. I've heard great things about it. Now that it's tightened up a little bit more, so I am looking forward to seeing that.
The Tree of Life is phenomenal. And
is it?
Yeah, because they do 4 different shows during it.
So
you can see there's 4 different versions of it. And if you stay there the whole time, it'll go from one to the next as soon as it gets dark enough. And what's really cool about it is you'll get there and you'll be standing there and you'll be like, what's happening here? Nothing's going on here. And all of a sudden you'll say, what was that? It starts off very slow. They'll have like a snake move or a mouse.
Oh, really?
Something weird. It starts off really slow. They'll move a flower here. Everyone starts different, but then all of a sudden then it just goes into full effect. But it is really good. I suggest you grab a nice drink and go stand there with whoever you're down with and grab a drink and hang out for a little bit, enjoy it, and get there right before dark, before it starts, so you can get enjoy it. The anticipation, it really makes it even better.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, we are going in May, so I'm really I will take a note on that and I will make sure to see it.
So, and what of all the resorts, what's your favorite now, Melissa?
Ooh, that's a hard one. You know what? My heart still belongs to Saratoga. I've always really enjoyed that resort. We rent bicycles there, and you can travel all over the property because it is a larger property. There's a little bit more to see. And with Disney Springs opening up and expanding, it's so nice to be able to get a room at Congress Park and sit out on your balcony at night and look at downtown. Yeah, watch the boats go by and the amphibian cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ones over at the boathouse. Yeah. And I've been out on those back balconies, and you can hear the music playing and kind of the hubbub and the background music, background noise of, all that's going on over there at the Springs. But it's, it's soft enough where it's not going to bother you, but it's quite enjoyable. At least
Yeah, absolutely. We stayed there, I believe, over the Christmas holidays once, and it was beautiful. It was just great to sit down and listen to the music, the Christmas carols play, and look at all the lights. It was really quite nice.
That this is what I've been trying to get this guy to go. He hasn't experienced Christmas in the parks yet, Melissa.
What?
You know, it's one of these. I fell in love with food and wine, and I can't get over. I can't get off my fall trip. So I'm going to do it one of these years, but it's been a challenge.
Well, that's one of the things I just told him, my wife, because we're in limbo when we're going to go this year. And she wants to go the first week of December. I wanted to go October just because I can't wait to get back down again. And yeah. I actually wanted to go August because that's my birthday. But then I settled for October. Oh, we'll go October. The weather will be a little nicer. And she keeps saying December, December, December because she loves the Christmas decorations. And the parks aren't as crowded. And I think you would enjoy – like, I love food and wine. But I also think food and wine hinders the trip because – when it's going on, you feel like you need to be there all the time. Like you're missing out if you're not over there. And then I think you can enjoy just as much food, or if not more, if you aren't being held prisoner to food and wine, if that makes sense to you guys.
I think that makes sense. And they also have, if you like cocktails, they also have some pretty unique cocktails for the holiday season. So, I mean, I don't think that you're missing out on anything. I think it's just a different experience, but still has the same opportunities.
And they do have some nice treats, too, also around different food options around World Showcase. And, I mean, the decorations are phenomenal. Aren't the storytellers awesome around World Showcase?
Oh, they're phenomenal. They have my buy-in every time. I honestly think that sometimes I see Santa for real.
I hear you. So we got to get you down there, Dan.
I will do it.
So, and then we were talking off the air, and she agrees with our – what John said, and I've been pumping out there, that the Animal Kingdom should have its own transportation to the Animal Kingdom. The Animal Kingdom Lodge should have its own transportation to the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, absolutely. Get that train going, right?
Yeah, that would be so unique.
I mean, I think they're missing the boat on that. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's something that they could look at for expansion-wise and just for convenience and overall experience for their guests is to have that train go direct from that resort to the park.
It's the only deluxe without custom transportation. It really is. Every other one has its own means of transportation to and from a park.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely. And people love being on the monorail, or if you're staying at Boardwalk, just being able to walk to Epcot. So I think that, you know, putting in some kind of system at Animal Kingdom would certainly drive people's desire to stay there. However, the desire is not muted at all because Pandora opening, you know, it's booking crazy.
That's what you were saying. You said Animal Kingdom has really been picking up with its bookings.
Yeah, absolutely. More than I've ever seen.
Boma or Chico? Or Sanaa?
Well, the lodges are booking up, but Boma, I think, is really packed too. Like, for reservations, it's hard to get in there anymore.
No, I'm saying, what's your favorite? Boma, Chico, or
Sanaa? Oh, what's
Sanaa?
My favorite?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I do like Boma. I like the different, you know, I like being able to pick a little bit from here, a little bit from there. I like the buffet.
Have you done Chico?
I haven't.
Oh, you have to try that. You will not be disappointed at all. I'd say, in my opinion, top three restaurant on all property.
Oh, really?
It's that good. It's an experience. We had our friends on, Jen and Scott from the Happiest Vlog, and they do a YouTube channel. They're very popular. They're wonderful guys. They're good people. And up until they tried Chico, it was Cali Grill and Narcosis. Yep. And am I right, Dan? And they finally did Chico, and they can't stop saying enough good things about it.
Really? What's your favorite dish there?
There's multiple. I mean, they do a shrimp and scallop kind of deal that I love there. The steak is incredible there. I mean, I've never had a bad meal there. And it's just authentic because the flavors are just – it's something different than you ever had.
Okay.
So you got to try that.
I'll have to try that.
In that lodge and the whole atmosphere, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. You know, you can go to Disney, you know, once a year or five times a year or once every 5 years, but there's always something new to see and do. And mine is the restaurants. I haven't eaten at every location as of yet, but that is going to be next on my list.
I know how. Where are you staying when you head down next?
Where are we staying? Wilderness Lodge.
Okay. And you're staying in the original building now, correct?
Yes. In Boulder Ridge.
That ought to be cool because you'll get to check out everything new when you're down there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They just opened up that quick service / table service area right out back by the DVC villas. The name is escaping me right now.
Yeah, I don't recall the name either.
You remember the name? I can't remember it. I wrote it down earlier today. But it's all open. And it's very woodsy, very laid back, a lot of authentic rock and design there. So I'm really excited to sit down at the end of the day and just, you know, take in the scenery.
So favorite park, Melissa, at this point?
Favorite park? Ooh, that's always a hard one. I hear people talk about it a lot, but I do really like Animal Kingdom right now.
Well, you won't get an argument out of me.
Yeah, I think last year you asked me, is Animal Kingdom a full day or half day? And I said half day. Mm-hmm. And but now I've changed my mind. It is a full day. You can spend a lot of hours there just taking it all in. I got to see the Flights of Wonder.
Awesome, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It was so cool.
See, Dennis, see how many people I converted on this show?
Yeah. Flights of Wonder is an awesome attraction for those that stop and actually go in. It's just, that's kind of at a crossroads of Animal Kingdom where it's located. And people are off to, you know, Kilimanjaro Safaris or over to Everest. And that gets overlooked often. And Doug has been, you know, pumping that up for years now that, you know, stop and check out some of these other attractions. They're awesome. And sometimes, especially that one, if you don't know it's there, you'd almost walk right by it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just looks like a building with a curtain pulled, right? Yep. So, and I thought, what's the big deal over some flying birds? But we're a big deal.
Yeah, the whole show. And tell me at the end when that eagle comes out, don't you feel special? I mean, it just, it's awesome. I mean, you can just feel how majestic he is. Like, it just sets off. It's just like he knows how bad he is.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty amazing. And just the wingspan and... It was very, very neat.
And the cast members do such a wonderful job on that, don't they? It's hysterical.
They do. I found myself laughing quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the slogan on the show has always been with the Animal Kingdom, slow down, look around, and enjoy the view. Because it isn't like the other parks. Like at the Magic Kingdom, everything is in neon. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
And at the Animal Kingdom, it's designed to make you explore. And people run through it, and I've said it a million times on the show, they'll get home, they're friends of mine or somebody who booked a trip, and the first time they go to Animal Kingdom, they'd say there was nothing to do. And I said, did you see Flights of Wonder? Did you do Maharaja Jungle Track? Did you go over to Pengari? Did you go out to Rafiki Planet Watch? What? They didn't do any of this stuff because they had no idea where it was or how to get there.
Yeah. You know, I will say that it is kind of hard to navigate that park if you don't have a map and if you're not really familiar with it. It's easy to miss things. So I know that they want you to explore, but it is easy to walk right past things. But if you slow down and take your time and you're not rushing to get to a fast pass, then you have more opportunity to look around because it's quite amazing the authenticity of some of the decorations.
I mean, with Pandora coming and now the lights and the Tree of Life, I mean, that park's good thing it's open to 1 a.m. on extra magic hours now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be bananas in there.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
And you can't miss Dennis's silverbacks. That's his favorite thing, the silverback gorillas.
Oh, yeah. The Pangani Trail. I could sit there for hours and watch them. And they're so interesting to watch and to see them in that setting. And, you know, Doug and I have talked about this. You go to your local zoo in your hometown or city or whatever, and I don't know. The settings aren't as elaborate as they are in the Animal Kingdom, and they're as close to being, you know, out in the wild as they could possibly be down there with the way they do things. So it's enjoyable to watch them seem to enjoy themselves in captivity, nevertheless.
Well, right. The thing of it is when I'm at one of the local zoos, I feel bad for the animals. When I'm there, I'm jealous of them. It's like, you guys got it good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad for them whatsoever.
No. No, yeah. And they're just, with the little ones, it's so much fun to watch. I have a two-year-old son, so it was really fun to watch him interact with the gorillas. Not so much interact, but when they were near the glass. Yeah. And the little ones are running around and playing with their mom. It's really fun to watch my son get excited and to be able to see that.
No, it's awesome. I mean, I tell everybody you gotta go explore every inch of that park because you'd be surprised. Like even last time I told Dennis, I fell in love again with the electric harp, the guy playing the electric harp. Have you seen him?
Oh yeah.
Yet? How cool is he?
That is really cool. You know, there's so much music going on and so much to see that you really can spend a full day there. It's the park that has the most live music in it too, and it's really cool to catch it.
Oh, they're awesome over at in Africa with the dancing and the singing and the whole market area there. That is awesome.
It is. Absolutely.
So, with the what's your thoughts on, do you have any thoughts on Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach, the remodel? Do you think there's any chance DVC will end up sneaking in either one of those resorts?
It's possible. The remodel for Caribbean Beach, they're doing a tower, aren't they?
Yes, I think in both. In Coronado, they're doing a tower.
That surprised me, to be honest with you. It's very apartment-esque. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that there was such a high demand that they'll be able to fill those rooms. But it should be interesting. I've heard rumors that DVC is going to move into a moderate. I don't know how that's really going to work in order to provide the same kind of level of service and amenities and the cost, right?
Yeah, I wonder how the points are going to change.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to be reduced severely because it isn't quite the same? Or are they upgrading, you know, is Coronado Springs going to upgrade to the point where it can be considered a deluxe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a moderate deluxe. The old will be the moderate area and the new tower will be the deluxe.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
And yeah. The other thing is that's why we wanted to have you on the show, which I think is so good. What we were talking about earlier. With the inventory being lost on all the moderate resorts, I mean, you don't want to go down the value. And so going over to David's, you can get your deluxe resorts for the price of a moderate. And I think that's the way to go at this time because when I'm looking to book, even through the agent site and the search engine, with those two moderate resorts being down, it's going to be trouble, don't you think, Dan?
Oh yeah, I mean getting a reservation at a moderate's going to be kind of tough. I mean Riverside is generally always booked, and you know with the other two being
French
under construction,
too.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be tough. So you're right, booking you might as well stay at a deluxe at David's while all this is going on because you know even if the resort's partially open, you know that's still going to be a you know, a lot of construction going on. And, you know, if I was saving up for 5 years to go on a you know, one-time Disney trip or a one-time in 5 years, you know, I'd be a little disappointed. I can put up with a little construction, but I don't want to be vacationing in a construction zone.
No, that's true. And, you know, and if they close down the pools, that really impacts your stay as well. So, yeah, you can, you know, book through David's Vacation Club rentals for what you would pay at a moderate and have all of those deluxe amenities.
Plus, the staff, you guys are phenomenal over there. I mean, you guys are so nice.
Thanks.
I mean, every time I call there to talk to you, I mean, they make me feel special, and I'm shocked at that half the time.
Yeah, Melissa, I was going to say, could you walk us through if somebody listening out there wanted to book through David's, other than go to dvcrequest.com, I believe, and you can kind of play around and put in your vacation dates and see what things cost. Could you walk us through the procedure once you figure out what week you want and kind of, you know, get on the phone with you folks,
sure.
How that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer, as you mentioned, we offer a fully comprehensive website. Once you click on the booking form, that's all you need to do. If you want to move forward with trying to secure your stay, we offer an online booking form where we'll take all of your information, you know, your family's information, whoever is going with you. You just have to put in your dates, the resort that you want to stay at. It will populate the price just so that you are fully aware of the total cost. And then you just proceed to send it in to us. We'll check availability through the Disney Vacation Club, and then we will get a member on board to be able to make that reservation for the guest. And then we provide a confirmation number and payment details. It's really an easy process. Our staff does all of the hard work behind the scenes that, you know, no guest really wants to do. So we do it all on their behalf, and it's just a seamless process.
Yeah, that sounds too simple, and I got to try it one of these years. I will try. I mean, I'm a DVC member, so, you know, okay. I'm always one that borrows my points, so I'm always out of points.
Uh-huh.
So one of these years, I'm going to have to hit you guys up for one of the an extra stay.
Dennis has booked trips through me, and Dennis, and tell the truth here. Dennis has booked trips through me, and I'll tell Dennis you should go to David's. Now, don't I, Dan?
Yeah, you have. In fact, each and every time I book, he always suggests that I check that out first and see if I can't find something to my liking there, as opposed to booking through him. So he does do that.
See, well, Melissa, I'm cutting my own little. As I get a little kickback with booking the trips, I'm biting myself in the butt. But if I want to give them the best trip I can, like I've told you before, I rent Disney vacations all the time. I'm a travel agent. But there's sometimes, like, if they're renting standard rooms or whatever, it's fine. But there's times where, like, you guys rent studios. You rent one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom grand villas. With the different family sizes and sometimes the way the prices come out, I have lost multiple bookings because I've sent them over to you guys. Because I want them to have the best trip they can. And that's why I do it.
Oh, and that's wonderful. I mean, if you're a Disney fanatic, like we all are, the most important thing is getting that guest to their destination, right? Doesn't matter how you do it. So we appreciate you referring them to us. We love that.
Yes. So, but, you know, I feel guilty. I want everybody to have the best trip they possibly can. And some people want to stay in the regular Poly or the regular Contemporary or whatever. But if they need room or exercise, I feel obligated to give them the option of going over to you guys. And then we'll figure out what's best suited for them.
Oh, well, we love it. You know, and I can tell you, I wish we had a camera and it recorded my staff, because honestly, they are so bummed when we can't get somebody in due to lack of availability. You hear it all throughout the office. Oh, man, I just want to send them. So,
Melissa, I was on the site, and I noticed something new since last time we had you on. So what are premium points? What is that all about? That's something new, I believe.
Unless
I just missed it.
So premium points, basically what has happened is the demand for certain resorts is so high that the members are looking for a little extra compensation on that because their annual dues are very high as well in some of those resorts. So for certain resorts, if you're looking to book them from 7 months or within that 7 months up to 11 months in advance, there is a home resort booking premium. So it's about $17 per point now for home resort booking premium. And then anything that you book within the next 7 months, there's no premium on that.
Okay.
Right. So that's still $15 per point.
Yeah. And also, awesome little commercial there, or the little video, the cartoon.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's and it kind of explains everything in a nutshell in a quick, couple minute video.
One of my team leaders worked very hard on that video, creating that video with the company. So it's just a way to understand the process. It's really quick. Sometimes you just don't have the time to read through all of the material. So it's nice just to take a break and watch a little cartoon on how our process works.
Yeah, it's a good introduction to, you know, if you're interested, and obviously you are if you're on the website, but I mean, it gives you, like I said, a great little, an overview, and then you can delve into the detail and, you know, playing around with putting your weekend and which resorts and all that, but that was a good ad, I think, anyways.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
And everybody, you can also pay with PayPal, right, on your site?
Yeah, you can pay with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard. There's lots of options available to our guests. And you know what? We send out a link for them to make payment, but you can always call us. That's the thing that I always want to tell all of our guests and members is if you have any questions, just pick up your phone and call. We'd be more than happy to answer any of them. We also offer a live chat service. So between the business hours of 9 and 5:30, if you want to just go online and have a quick question answered for you, just utilize our live chat service. We'll be there to provide the answer.
That's the one thing that I will say that's amazing in this day and age. When I call when I call David's, within a minute, so I'm talking to a human usually.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, it's just so nice to speak to somebody in this day and age. It makes things so much easier. You want to speak to somebody sometime, and it's just aggravating. Push one for this, two for that.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. You just call us and it brings right through. You don't have to push 150 hashtag nothing. You just go right through.
No, it's very nice that way. And I mean, you guys are phenomenal. I mean, I've never been disappointed. I've never booked a trip through you guys at any of my friends, family, or clients have ever been disappointed. So you guys are doing a great job over there.
Oh, good.
I think it's gotten a little bit better since you've taken over, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, totally. No.
Yeah, we have to pick on the big guy, you know.
Still very, very much present, and yeah. He drives that customer service. You know, his passion is very contagious. So we feel
awesome.
It at the office, and every one of my staff members feels the same way about Disney as Dave does. So that's what makes our service so great, is because you're talking to people that care and that have a passion for Disney.
Yeah, and you're celebrating what, your 10-year anniversary this year, correct?
It's going to be 11 this year.
11? Oh, okay. Wow.
One year got by you, Dave.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just amazing. I mean, I can remember when what is this David's thing, you know, when it first came out, and I can't believe it's 11 years you guys have been doing this. So you talk about being there at the ground floor and being experts in this industry. You guys certainly are that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're often replicated, but never duplicated.
There you go. You go, girl.
Is that it? Is that the thing?
No, but before we let you go, what is your favorite restaurant on property now?
Oh, man, that is such a hard question.
It's your birthday. The money's no object. Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner?
I think I want to go to Boathouse.
Oh, you
go. Good choice.
Yeah, I really enjoy the atmosphere there, and the food is amazing, and the service is impeccable.
What's your go-to meal there?
What's my go-to meal? You know what? I have tried the scallops. As much as I'm not a seafood fan, I've tried the scallops, and they are delicious.
Our buddy Bob, what is it, the firecracker shrimp?
Firecracker shrimp, yeah. He's all over those. I've had them, and they are delicious.
I think he's written 15 articles about them firecracker
shrimp. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding. Hasn't been that money, but he really loves the Boathouse. But I will tell you this, Melissa. The Boathouse won our website's his favorite restaurant of 2016.
Wow.
It did. But now, after his experience at the Paddlefish, am I wrong, Dan? He said he thinks that might have taken the Boathouse down.
Yeah, really? Yeah. He was very impressed with the Paddlefish, and as were we and many others that have eaten there. And, you know, I ate there when it was Fulton's years ago, and I can't wait to get back there and actually try the new restaurant out. But I think you're going to have two strong contenders that are going to go neck and neck. Exactly.
The thing that's awesome about that, from everything that he said and we got feedback, is because the chef ended up bringing him out his meal and talked to him in the whole nine yards because of our show. We're going to be interviewing them soon, I'm hoping, coming up, the chef from there. But what is awesome about it is there's so much room on the restaurant because there's so many different levels of it.
Gotcha.
You can roam around, have a relaxing meal, and you don't feel like you're ever cooped up anywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
So I think – and the views, I think it has probably the best view, the best real estate on the entire Springs.
Wow, that sounds really great.
Yeah, if you get on that top deck and look out on over the water there, I mean, I don't think you can get any better than that.
Can you request where you want your table? Can you ask to be on the top deck?
I think you probably can. I mean, it'll be one of those things like Disney normally does with anything.
Yeah.
We will take it into consideration and we'll hope to be able to do it for you, but we cannot promise it.
Totally. Right?
You know, so, but I'm sure if you book in advance, you probably could. And if you wanted to wait for the next one to be opened, if you request it, I think they would,
yeah,
they would do that for you.
Hmm.
So
nice to know.
I would highly recommend that. And then the other thing is the outdoor lounge we've been talking a lot about over at the Brown Derby. Have you tried that yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
What outdoor lounge?
They have a new lounge at the Brown Derby. You can eat outside now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is a great place. I've only eaten there once.
Yeah, the outside gives it a whole new atmosphere. It's very nice, especially on a beautiful day, to sit outside underneath the umbrellas. And they have some really good options there, so you should try that too.
Okay. I have seen that, actually, now that you mention it. When I was there at Christmas time, I saw that and I thought, what is that? Where is that coming from?
Oh, it's another good option. So there were two of the best that we've had from this past year.
Oh, wonderful.
But we will let you go, Melissa. We don't want to keep you too late. We know you got to get back tomorrow to book trips, so we don't want to keep you up too late. But tell everybody how they can get a hold of you guys and follow you on Twitter, Facebook, anything you want to plug, fire away.
Sure. Yeah, well, as I said, that you can contact us through our live chat system online. You can email us at team@dvcrequest.com. You can phone us at 1-800. Oh, my gosh, I forgot my own phone number. 610-5791. 1-800-610-5791. So we've got a lot of different ways that you can get a hold of us. And we're in the office 7 days a week. We don't take any time off. So you can reach us between the hours of 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
That is awesome. You're open on Sundays, too, because
that's
when most of – we're all so busy. That's about the only day we all get off, I think, anymore. I don't think Saturdays are even an option many times. If you're not working, you're working on your house. You got things to do.
Yeah, that's right. So might as well get paid.
Exactly. And it says right here, I'm reading from the site, if you fill out a reservation form, they guarantee a response within 24 hours. So if you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning booking or looking at trips, by the 24 hours later, you'll have a response from David's Vacation Club Rentals.
Yes, absolutely. We stay on top of all of our communications. Our guests are very important, so we want to make sure that we're answering questions as quickly as possible and assisting our guests and members.
Don't you also have a newsletter or something you could sign up for if you want?
Yeah, we do have a newsletter special. So if you want to be part of our email list, sometimes we have members that are looking to, you know, get rid of their points really quickly, so they discount them. So anytime a member contacts us with discounted points, we send out what's called a newsletter special, and it advertises these points at the rate that the member wants to receive. And we also post the availability for that time frame. So if you want to be notified of any last minute sale, just sign up to our newsletter. You can find that online, and you'll be the first one to know if we have any discounted points.
I get that letter all the time, and it makes me want to go all the time.
Yeah.
I start going, my mind starts racing, like, well, maybe we can get, I can get 2 days off of work, and I can grab some points and fly. Well, what are the flights? Oh, you have a cheap flight, and you start in your mind trying to figure out a way to get down to Florida, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've done the last minute special points. Believe me, they're a good deal if you can go right when they're available.
But, yeah, I even look at them and try to figure out how I can get there. And oh, it's terrible. But we make a lot of people happy that way. And then you're just saving so much more money. And you can use that money for, I don't know, a dining plan or
Boathouse paddlefish.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Believe me, you guys, every time I see that, I'm ready to go. But it's been awesome having you on, Melissa. You got an open invitation. Anytime you got anything you want to talk about, any specials, anything you need to talk about with David's, where you got an open forum here. Anytime you want to join us at the pub, you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you so very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Likewise. It's been great chatting.
Have a great night, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Okay. See you later.
Good night. Thank you.
Really bad ass, drink up me. Yeah.